You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Nina, Courtney, Marcel, Justin. Today, who needs LeBron when you have AD and AR? Lake Show getting a monster win with free basketball in Milwaukee. And John Calipari returning to Kentucky in what some might call an upset. And the place to be last night, the Doan family box in Arizona. Suns out on the ice, guns out on the suite. Let's go around the horn, kiddos.
Three more years and go. I'll look just like him.
Say it with me now. Ball night. Oh, none of you said it. Okay, all right. With LeBron on the bench using his counting skills, the Lakers overcame a 19-point deficit to beat the Bucks in Milwaukee on Tuesday night. Anthony Davis turned in a monster effort with 34 points and 23 boards. And Austin Reeves just continues to bring the energy, posting a triple-double in the double overtime win. Things are going so well in Lakerland that even D'Angelo Russell is offering praise to his own coach, Darvin Ham. What a time to be alive. Justin, the purple and gold are still in ninth place, but have they found what they need for a deep playoff run?
Yeah, I think so. And they won last night for three reasons. Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell, and Austin Reeves, as you said, they combined for 25 of the 27 fourth quarter points. And that makes two fourth quarter comebacks, two of the largest fourth quarter comebacks in the league all season. So, yes, and you look at this team, they've won four straight. They've won 13 out of their last 20 over the last 2 months, Clinton. This is a really good team, but they just happen to play in a really tough conference. So when I look at the Lakers, the realistic expectation is 7 or 8. That's the seed they want to get to. They're two games behind the Kings and the Suns. And trust me, there is a world of difference between finishing between 8th and 9th. So when I look at that and I look at them possibly getting Vanderbilt and Gabe Vincent back, they could make some noise in the playoffs, but, you know, time remains to be seen.
Marcel.
Look, Anthony Davis deserves praise just like he deserves criticism when he doesn't play well without LeBron. He was awesome last night, but we have to give credit, as Justin alluded to Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell, 29 points apiece. Austin Reeves pulling in the triple-double. This was a classic case of your role players coming together. And D'Angelo Russell, he's averaging 22 points and 11 assists in his 10 games without LeBron. They are playing well without LeBron James. But that game alone does not all of a sudden change my mind and say, well, the Lakers are a contender in the West. No, they were always not one of the worst teams and still not one of the best teams. I think any team with LeBron and this type of star power can sneak up on somebody during the play-in tournament, and they maybe can push a team, you know, one of the top six seeds. But they're not pushing for a Western Conference title. Let's pump the brakes a little bit here.
I think the Lakers are sneaking up on anybody with LeBron James in the building, but Courtney Cronin.
Let's not forget, last night was the front end of a back-to-back. So when they get down early, they could have just packed it in and said, hey, we got to get ready for Memphis tomorrow, but they didn't. And remember when we used to call Anthony Davis street clothes and make fun of his durability and his availability? He's missed 4 games this year. He's played 96 of his last 100, and he played 52 minutes last night. If they're going to make any sort of push, and I'm with Marcel on this, they're not a team that I'm going to be picking as a long shot for the NBA title. I'm not going to be putting any money down on that, but I do think that this, with the 8 seed and striking distance, Anthony Davis's contributions and how he's finished versus how he started the game, 4 of 13, and then he's the best player on the floor the final 15 minutes. That's important. This was the best game that we saw him play in his Lakers career without LeBron James on the floor. And if they want to make any sort of noise here, then that's something that's going to have to continue on a consistent basis over the course of the rest of the regular season and then going into the postseason.
Mina, your thoughts on the Los Angeles Noisemakers?
Yeah, I mean, I think Davis put it best after when he said, this won't mean anything if we don't beat Memphis, as much as, you know, people seem to accept that as a foregone conclusion. However, I'm so glad to hear Courtney highlight what he did and also to put it in context of not just his season, but his injury-prone reputation. The fact that he played so many minutes last night, did it through injury, and played with a level of aggression, both in terms of his three-point shooting, the defense, obviously was meaningful with the block shot, and the rebounds, is amazing. And in games without LeBron James this season, nine of them that he's played, he's averaged nearly 29 points and 14 rebounds. He has been fantastic. He has been available. He has shattered, I think, a lot of preconceptions about who he is as a player. He is going to need to be all of those things for the Lakers to compete moving forward. But so last night, I thought, was really, really telling of who he's been this year.
Justin Tinsley's 2-1-1 theory looking like it's a thing that might actually be shaping up for that team. Let's move on.
Almost that time.
NFL now. The draft is a month away, and all aboard the J.J. McCarthy hype train. Choo-choo. His former coach, current coach of the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, says he's the best QB in the draft. Obviously, there's a relationship there. But ESPN's Mike Tannenbaum says he should go fourth to the Cardinals because he's better than Kyler Murray. NFL Network's Tim Pelissero says he's hearing the Commanders are leaning towards him at number two. And the Athletic's Ben Standig and NFL.com's Bucky Brooks think McCarthy should go third to the Pats. Mina, how do you see J.J. McCarthy and how are you receiving this incredible injection of hype?
Woo! It's hard for me to see through all of that smoke, especially from Harbaugh, because I do believe he believes in McCarthy and he loves him as a player. I also think the Chargers, his team now, picking at five, that is a very potential spot for a team to trade up. The Chargers could certainly use those picks. I do believe that a lot of NFL teams like J.J. McCarthy, there is a lot to like. He is accurate. He is athletic. He is smart. He is not, to me, in the same league as the top three quarterbacks in this draft, who I believe are Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels in terms of their out-of-structure playmaking ability and tools. Also, though, however, with respect to his draft status, when teams go into the draft desperate for a quarterback, and there are several teams who I would put into that category, it's kind of like when you go grocery shopping while you're hungry. You might show up with a sensible list of things you need. You're walking out of there with a sheet cake. J.J. McCarthy is that sheet cake in this draft. Some team is going to get desperate. They are going to go in hungry, and they are going to overpay for him.
Food and relationship analogies get you points on this program. Courtney Cronin.
Love me some sheet cake. Now I'm going to have to go there after we're done filming. No, this was talked about everywhere at the NFL owners meetings. I just got back from that. This was the buzz about whether he's going to Washington at two. Maybe the Patriots will stay at three if they don't trade out of that spot and draft him. What I can tell you about the history of the NFL draft, we've seen teams kind of roll the dice with some of those quarterbacks within the top 10 because of their rare unicornish traits, whether it's Anthony Richardson last year, whether it was Josh Allen a couple of years ago. What is that trait for J.J. McCarthy? Well, we don't know because the offense at Michigan didn't exactly let him tap into the depth of his skill set at all times. So I think the great unknown about him makes him such an intriguing prospect, and he might be the best quarterback by the time this is all said and done in terms of a passer because we just haven't seen it yet. So maybe teams are going off of the idea that there's more to be unleashed with J.J. McCarthy, but Mina's right. This could all be a smokescreen, and if Jim Harbaugh is playing 3D chess here to try to get him when the Chargers are on the clock at five, then, man, that is that will truly be something.
Marcel.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh saying that he's never seen as good of a pro day as the one that J.J. McCarthy had. Is there such thing as a bad pro day? Zach Wilson had an incredible pro day. Johnny Manziel showed up to his pro day, hungover and wearing lineman cleats and still lit it up. Like, I think we need to relax on putting so much hype on pro days. There is a lot to like about J.J. McCarthy. He's cool under pressure, completed about 70% of his passes when pressured last season, one of the best marks in college football. The problem was, is he a difference maker? When you look at those Michigan teams, was J.J. McCarthy the reason why those teams won, or did he manage them at a high level? I think he managed them at a high level. That being said, I'm not going to be stunned if we see him go top five, because if you're an NFL team, you don't put too much stock into the mock drafts that you see on this show and that network and this and that. If you identify a guy as your franchise quarterback, then you get him before another team does. It's that simple. So I don't think any team's waiting around, going to trade down and grab him at 12 or 13. No, if you think he's your guy, if Washington thinks he's the guy, if New England does, or if somebody wants to trade up with the LA Chargers, then they are absolutely going to do it because that is how you keep your job in the NFL.
I like pro days because that's when we get to say that guys are throwing against air. Justin Tinsley.
Hey, look, Clinton, shout out to his agent, shout out to Jim Harbaugh, shout out to the Combine, and shout out to the Pro Day. All four are doing the Lord's work for Buddy right now. And look, you go look at his college tape. He does two things really well that will translate into the NFL. He was extremely accurate, and he didn't turn the ball over. I understand why teams would fall in love with that. But also, he only threw 713 passes over three seasons in college. He only had 44 touchdowns in 28 games. But here's the thing. We see it every year in the NFL. We see it every year in the NBA. All you got to do is convince one team to believe that you're their guy. And apparently, I see a lot of teams out there drinking the J.J. McCarthy Kool-Aid by the Costco size. So it would not surprise me if he goes top five at all.
Courtney Cronin.
If we're talking about all the other quarterbacks in context with J.J. McCarthy and some of the, you know, concerns. So with Michael Penix Jr., it might be the medical. With, you know, with Drake May, maybe it's the footwork. And, of course, Jane Daniels, he's a little bit on the slighter side. The great unknown that we are talking about with J.J. McCarthy, we just don't have one yet. So that's the reason over the last 5 weeks he's gone from potentially a day two pick in terms of the chatter to potentially a top two pick. That'll be something.
All right. Mina Khan in the lead got us talking about sheet cake on the program. My favorite type of cake, carrot cake. Parcells coming up next.
Love carrot cake.
Pineapple ups.
Around the Horn is brought to you by the Invitation to Lexus sales event, now through April 1st.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron.
Fire sale time, another QB you people love to talk about, one Dakota Prescott. NFL Network reporting that Dak and the Cowboys have a mutual understanding that his contract won't be amended or extended before the season. The long way to say that Dak could play out this upcoming year and be a free agent afterward. Mina, does this make sense for Dak, and does it make sense for the Cowboys?
Clinton, Kirk Cousins is turning 36 years old, coming off of a torn Achilles. He just got 4 years, $180 million. If you don't think Dak Prescott is going to break the bank the next offseason as a free agent, coming off, by the way, this last season, he's one of the best quarterbacks in football, you are sorely mistaken. It makes total sense for him. It does not make sense to me for the Cowboys because I find it seriously unlikely they'll upgrade at quarterback.
Courtney Cronin.
It's a pretty risky gamble for the Dallas Cowboys. I think that they're looking at this as, okay, well, if we make the NFC Championship game, Dak, unlike Kirk, has only played his career in one spot that he'd want to re-sign with the Dallas Cowboys. But he's 30 years old. He's probably eyeing another four-year deal, considering the one that he's currently on was a four-year, $160 million deal. He's going to be making $50, $51, $52 million a year. This is a smart gamble for him, and he can say thank you, Kirk, for paving the way.
Marcel.
Clinton, this is the first thing that the Cowboys have done this season that makes me feel like they have some sense of reality, like some sense of the pulse of reality here. I hate their free agent strategy. I hate that they say we're all in, but they don't do anything different than they usually do every other offseason. And from Dak's perspective, what did Kirk sign, what, 30 minutes into legal tampering? Dak might not make it 3 minutes into legal tampering. Franchise quarterbacks do not hit the market. This is a win-win for him. Or if you don't pay me, somebody is going to.
Justin Tinsley, you got to answer for your squad.
My therapist told me to protect my peace, and here you go bringing up topics like this. Look, as everybody said, this makes all the sense in the world for Dak, because he's going to get paid regardless, whether it's in Dallas or whether it's elsewhere. But with Dallas, the franchise, you got to figure, like, they need answers in a sense. Obviously, they had three embarrassing postseason exits the last 3 years, and now their head coach, their backup quarterback, and, of course, their starting quarterback are all on the last year of their contracts. I accept the risk because I hate the results of the previous 3 years. I don't know how this is going to play out, but Dak is the winner in all of it, if you want to break it really down.
Legend at the bank to be for sure. Buy or sell number two, LSU Pro Day today, and won't you be my neighbors? The star Tigers wide receiver Malik Nabers pulling up numbers, 42 inches on the vert, 10 feet 9 inches on the broad jump, and a 4.35 for his 40. What does that get you? As Adam Schefter tweeted, that some teams will see him as the best receiver in the class. Courtney, buy or sell that?
I could see it coming down to that. Let's not forget that Marvin Harrison Jr. did not test at the Combine or at Ohio State's Pro Day. So if it is a matter of a tiebreaker here, it could very well go to Malik Nabers for that. But his film at LSU in his final season, 17.6 yards per catch on 89 catches, that stands for itself. He's going to make a defense have to account for him wherever he is on the field. This might be a 1-1A sort of discussion that NFL teams have, and it could come down to what the results were from this Pro Day.
So.
Oh, this could be a case study in how playing the game, and when I say the game, I mean the pre-draft process game, actually works out for you. I talked to an NFL GM who said, look, tape trumps all. You know, if you could do it on the field, we trust that. But he likes seeing guys compete and going to do the drills, going to talk to teams. Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't do any of that. Let's not get it twisted. Don't overthink it. He is still excellent. He's going to be a very good receiver. But if you're looking to split hairs and put one over the other, Nabers tested, and he tested through the roof.
Reporting will also get you points on this show. Justin.
I can buy him. Just look at his production. He led the country in yards per game. He's LSU's all-time leader in catching and receiving yards, and we know the people who went there. In my opinion, it's an embarrassment of riches because you can take Nabers, you can take Marvin Harrison Jr., and even Romo Dunze, and I truly believe that the Chicago Bears at 9, excuse me, Courtney, I know this is your expertise, but they could easily end up with one of those three wide receivers at 9, which is ridiculous, and they would be just fine with that.
Mina Kimes.
Yeah, I mean, speed kills in the NFL, and Nabers obviously has it in spades. He is a threat to score a touchdown every time the football in his hands. That is undoubtedly appealing to teams. He could absolutely be the first receiver. He's not my first receiver. I still have Harrison Jr. I like his complete skill set, but I agree with Courtney. They are 1A, 1B.
All right, I agree with Courtney. Courtney gets the point. That's another thing we do here when I'm here. Buy or sell number three. NCAA President Charlie Baker is calling for a ban on college sports prop bets, aka side bets on players. This is the exact thing that the NBA is investigating Jonte Porter for. Quote, sports betting issues are on the rise across the country with prop bets continuing to threaten the integrity and competition and leading to student athletes and professional athletes getting harassed. The NCAA is drawing the line to protect the integrity of the game. Marcel, buy or sell this statement.
Oh, but look, it's a no-brainer. The NCAA announced last year that since 2018, they have found 175 infractions involving sports betting. We've seen Temple being accused of point shaving. Alabama had to fire its baseball coach for, you know, sneaking picks into his own bookie. Kayshawn Booty, Iowa and Iowa State, 41 players suspended. Like, this is a huge problem. My only issue, though, I'm afraid that the ship has already left the port. If they wanted this tight, they should have limited it from the start. You know, as soon as sports betting became more prevalent, they should have said, okay, hey, no player prop bets. This is a lot to put on 18, 19, 20-year-olds. So hopefully they can reel it back in.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day, and this is one of those instances. I agree with the NCAA on prop bets and the impact that it's having on young men and women who are just trying to play college sports. But look, this is the NCAA. They made this decision because of the product, not necessarily the people, because they know the people are being impacted by betting, which in turn is impacting their product. So they acted in their best interest, but I happen to agree with it right now.
Mina Kimes.
Yeah, and they're vulnerable in part because they're unpaid because of the NCAA. That said, I do agree with them. I think there is risk here. I also think, unlike the NBA, you alluded to that story, they're not in a position, they don't have the resources to monitor all the players in the same way. So it makes sense.
Courtney Cronin.
kind of feels like putting toothpaste back in the tube, to Marcel's point, but this is a rare dub for the NCAA. This is a situation that cannot go on any further. They had to come out and they had to address it the way that they did. And with Shohei Ohtani being at the center of a gambling investigation inside Major League Baseball, and like you said, Clinton, Jontay Porter, and what's going on in the NBA, the NCAA is looking around saying, we cannot have that happen.
All right, time to cut some folks. Oh, my brothers, I'm sorry. You both gotta go. We will let the ladies take over for the little thing we like to call showdown. Any comments, Courtney Cronin. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Showdown time. John Calipari returning to Kentucky. His Wildcats have exactly one tournament win in the last four seasons. And after getting Jack Golkied a week ago, Coach Cal talked about looking closer at his young rosters in a changing college game. Mina, should Kentucky trust that Calipari can adapt?
Well, something is going to have to change. It's not just youth that's behind his team finishing 111th in defensive efficiency this season. He has a ton of the top recruits for next year's class, but it feels like they're going to have to dig deeper, maybe lean on older players moving forward.
Courtney?
This isn't Jimbo Fisher's record-setting $35 million buyout, but it was an expensive one. $33 million to buy out John Calipari. They were not willing to pay that. That is the only reason he is staying.
Point, money talks, especially in the SEC. All right. Jason Kelce, well, he's an influencer, y'all. An incredible moment during last night's Coyotes Blue Jackets skate at Mullet Arena. Coyotes legend Shane Doan watched his son Josh score two goals with him in attendance. Kid was making his NHL debut, but more importantly, some random dude in the suite then ripped his shirt off in a glorious fashion. Courtney, who do you think felt better after this one, dad or son?
It's a tough one. I feel like this was such a cool father-son moment to see his dad celebrating in the suite with whoever that guy was. But then on the post-game broadcast, Shane Doan gets to hand his son the puck from the first ever goal he scored. How cool is that?
Mina?
I'm going to go with son, not just because of what he did in front of his dad, but I learned that he's actually the first Arizona native to play for the Coyotes, which blew my mind because it's a popular sport in Arizona, and that's quite an accomplishment.
Very true. Courtney Cronin, take a win.
Thank you, Clinton. Today we learned that Ice Cube, whose league, the Big Three, has taken the basketball world by storm, decided to offer Caitlin Clark a $5 million to play in the Big Three. Now, while this may seem like a cool idea to integrate her into this league, this is also undermining the popularity and rise within women's basketball within the WNBA. We saw Iowa and West Virginia garner 4.9 million viewers. Caitlin Clark doesn't need to do something gimmicky like this to continue the popularity, the rise of popularity in the sport we're going to see her in next year.
23 and a half an hour break, kiddos. Let's see what we got. Got it.